And so, we come to day 18, my dear lady. Yet again you refuse to give me what is mine. Yet again you force me to try and take it. Yet again we find ourselves in exactly the same dance that we were before. Me attempting to claim what you know you're going to give for me sooner or later. And me trying to take it. So, today I have something very specific in mind. Something that I know will be very close to your heart at this point, my dear lady. So let's let the beast hunt a little bit more, shall we? Let's let him hunt somewhere that you think you should be safe from him. And yet you're not. So I understand that this is your workplace. My dear lady, I can see you. Sitting on your own. Standing on your own. After overtime, or just a very quiet day. And I'm standing in the shadows watching you. Standing across from you. And you can hear some breathing that you know is not yours, and you know you are not alone. You can feel the hairs start to rise on the back of your neck as you pretend that everything is fine. And the first thing you will hear, the first warning that you will get that there is someone else here, is me letting out a low growl. I can see you stiffen, as you know that there is something, someone in here with you, someone else, and yet I know that you know that growl. I know that you've heard it before, and I know that you know exactly what it means. And I also know that you know that there is no escape from it. Still keeping to the shadows, I slowly make my way towards you, my dear lady. Padding quietly. The only thing that I know is you. The only thing I can see is you. The only thing I can smell is you. The hunt upon me. I can see you sitting there oh so still, just waiting for me to be upon you. Watching out of the corner of your eyes, trying to see exactly where I will come from. And so, my dear lady, I step up inches from your neck, inches behind you, and growl. Feeling you stiffen and grab your wrists as you do. Kissing on the nape of your neck and just growling in your ear. You knowing that when all is said and done at this point in time, you are lost. So the wolf will growl for you. And so I will pin both of your hands on your desk, on the counter. I will lift you onto it and bend you over. I can see you staring up at me wide-eyed, but also tinged with need. Once again, that eponymous deer in the headlights that you seem to be so often when it comes to me. And I will hold you there, drinking in your smell. My eyes roving your body. As I tear my way through your trousers or your skirt and tear it off. I can feel you quivering against me. As you sit there, as you bent over that counter, completely at my mercy. For you know to fight the beast at this point is folly. And taking my hand, just running it along your thighs, the need rising within me, the hunger rising within me as I scratch slowly up your inner thighs, bringing my hand ever so close to your panty-clad cunt. And you can tell, you can feel the need coming off me, the hunger coming off me at this point, my dear lady. And I know that it would resonate with your own. I know that that need would answer your own. And this time, my dear lady, I will tear your panties off. I will rip them off. And I will sink a finger into your sopping cunt. growling in your ear out of confirmation of how badly I knew you needed this. How hungry I knew you were for this. How much I knew that you've been waiting for this all day. And with that, my dear lady, I would lean in and I would bite on your neck and I would finger fuck you hard. Deep. Just your moans filling the emptiness of the room. Just the fear of getting caught edged on your face, but also completely overridden by the need you have for what I am going to give you. For what I am going to give you for hours. And I would hold you down as I devour your neck, kissing your nape along your ears, just finding the earlobes and growling my need in your ears as I finger fuck you. Your legs weak before me as I claim what's mine. And then I can feel just how fucking bad you need it. Something will snap in me, my dear lady. Something will break within me and I will growl low and I will growl long. And you will feel the first stunning slap of my hand across your bare ass as I spank you. As I hold you there in submission to me and spank you. The yelps that you give out would be music to my ears, my dear lady. And then when all is said and done, my hunger reaches a peak, and your hearth is nice and red. The only thing that you'll be able to hear in the silence of the room is the sound of my belt being undone. The sound of my trousers and my pants hurriedly, hungrily being fucking cast aside, and my hard cock springs free against your leg. And I know just that contact, dear lady, will send a shiver through you. A shudder through you as I adjust my grip and pin your hands behind your back. As the beast moves behind you. And with one sudden deep thrust fills you up. As my cock slams deep into you, stretching you out with one hard, sudden thrust. You would moan so loud, my dear lady. You would yelp so loud, and I would feel you come undone. And all I would need to do at this point is just pick at the strands to bring you completely to your knees. To make you submit to me completely. But all in good time, my dear lady. Because as my cock just sits here deep inside your cunt, the wolf inside me is hungry. And I will thrust, my dear lady. I will take, I will claim, I will move, and I will fuck. And you will fucking take every thrust, every inch, every movement as I pin you there on your desk, on that counter, as I fuck you. As I claim you like we have needed all day. Because I can almost feel it, dear lady. I can almost feel your cunt gripping my cock as I fuck you. I can almost hear your sounds. I can almost feel your skin underneath me. The ripples of pleasure, and the way that your nerve endings are standing on their end, as I claim what is mine, as I take what is mine, as the wolf, as the beast claims you, as I fuck you hard, pounding you onto that table, fucking you onto the desk. Then the beast would howl. I would grab you by your hair, pulling you back against me. I would press my lips to your ears, and I would growl one simple command. Come for me. Your release would be so, so deafening, my dear lady. The way you came, the way you shook against me, as I continue to fuck you straight through that orgasm, as I continue to fuck you into another and another, just as you know the beast hungers for. Just as you know the beast needs. Pounding you harder and harder as you come and come and come helplessly before me. before the sensations that are ripping through your body. Then the beast will howl one more time, my dear lady. Then the beast will howl as I pull my cock out of you, only momentarily, long enough to pick you up and flip you over, deposit you completely on that desk, on that counter. And I would be on top of you once more, my dear lady. I would be deep inside you once more. And I would fuck you. I would take you. And I would fucking make you come all over again. But this time the wolf is not content with just your cum, because the wolf needs to give you his as well. The beast needs to claim you completely, and the beast needs to come with you. So as I stare in your eyes, growling and thrusting, telling you just exactly what I need you to do, how I need you to take it, and just how badly I need to feel you come on my cock. Because the dance is almost over this time, my dear lady, as you would feel my thrusts become more and more ragged, my hips move deeper and deeper inside you, as I lock eyes with you, as I pin you to that desk, and as I tell you, as I command you to come with me. As I fucking come so, so hard, my dear lady, as I fill you up, as the fucking feeling tears your final, complete and utter release out of you, as it makes you fucking lose your mind, as you arch into me, as your head rolls back, as we come as one. So remember, my dear lady, there is nowhere that is safe from the beast, because when you are my prey, he will hunt you forever. And he will not stop until he has claimed what is his. So, my dear lady, how about it? Are you going to surrender what you have still not given me? Are you going to finally throw away that pathetic resistance that you have left and come for me? Come for me and my beast, because we will not stop until you do. We will not relent until you have no choice but to give in and feed the beast with what he needs. So come for me, dear lady. Come for me hard, and come for me this instant. Or don't, and we continue this dance a little bit further, a little bit deeper. But you know, sooner or later, the beast always gets what he wants. And the beast will tear that orgasm free of you, no matter how hard and how tightly you cling to it. So, my dear lady, you have the choice. Do you come now, or does the beast continue his hunt?